The Simple Path to God, Discovering the Way Back to Authentic Faith. Father Spyridon Bailey is a priest of the Diocese of Great Britain and Western Europe of the Russian Orthodox Church outside of Russia, serving in England and Ireland. On this video podcast, he applies the teaching of the Church Fathers to modern life with reference to the Sunday Gospels. Here now is Father Spyridon.
The patristic writings tell us that sin is divided into different categories, and that these categories of sin have different levels and degrees of seriousness. Now, of course, all sin is serious. We must treat all sin as a serious business, but some sins have a greater damaging effect on the soul than other sins. Sins are generally divided into three categories. There are the mortal sins, pardonable sins, and sins of omission. Now, immediately, some people who are new to Orthodoxy will hear these words and this terminology will sound Roman Catholic in some sense. But we find these very words in the writings of people like Saint Gregory the Dialogist, Saint Nicodemus the Hagiarite, and so on. And a number of patristic texts use this terminology to divide sin into these categories. So let us think for a moment about these different types of sin and how we need to defend ourselves and how we must recognize these types of sin for what they are. Mortal sins are called this because they make us the enemy of God. Mortal sins make us the enemy of God. They make us worthy of eternal death and of hell. They do this because these sins corrupt our love for God and for other people, and they are committed voluntarily. So those voluntary sins that corrupt our love for God may lead our soul into hell. And this category of sin includes things like pride, love of money, sexual immorality, envy, gluttony, anger, despondency, and so on. These are the most serious kinds of sin. And yet, when we hear these sins, how few people in our modern day consider these the kinds of sins that they should take seriously. Often people hear these kind of lists and they can be shocked, because in our world today, these sins are not only so common, but they are even celebrated by our culture. Our culture that promotes sex and wealth as something to continuously chase after. We were warned long ago that a time would come when good would be considered evil and evil would be considered good. Well, let us be clear. We have reached that time. We are living in that age of which we are warned. That age where the world, the culture, the society around us calls that which is evil good and that which is good evil. We are there. We are those people. We are that generation living in that time. And however much this fallen society normalizes sin, those who are corrupted by these sins are separated from God if they remain unrepentant. It doesn't matter that society calls these things a good. If we fall into these sins and remain unrepentant, we separate ourselves from God and we put our soul on the path to hell. The second type of sin, pardonable sins, don't make us enemies of God as such, because even the saints, we are told, are susceptible to these sins. And they include that initial inclination to sins like envy and agitation, idle talk, and so on. But even these have a varying degree of impact on the soul, and we have to be watchful how they develop, because if we give them room initially When they come to us, they can grow and take root and become mortal sins. For example, that initial inclination to anger is a pardonable sin. Even to the point, the fathers say, of speaking harshly to someone, even of striking somebody, is a pardonable sin. Using harsh words, but to risk activity that may fall into murder, taking of a life, this is clearly a mortal sin. How different our society, our culture, treats these things. Of course, violence is always wrong. It's always wrong. But how shocking in our culture and society it is that harsh words are used. And yet, sexual immorality is accepted as a norm, is portrayed as a goal for many people's lives. In reality, fornication, adultery, cohabitation before marriage will lead us to hell. While striking somebody is not as spiritually damaging to the soul. Sins of omission are those good actions or those good words or thoughts which we are capable of doing, but we fail to do. We fail to take the opportunity God gives us to perform these good actions. These are sins of omission. And we should remind ourselves that we must guard against negligence, because God will call us to account for every good act that we have failed to perform. Every good act that God has given us the opportunity to perform and we have renounced. And this includes prayer. It is a sin to fail to pray, or to pray as much as God gives us the opportunity to do, the strength to do. How alien this will all sound to modern ears. Because we've grown accustomed to that sense of feeling we have complete say over such matters. We may hear our society say, who is God to dictate such things to me? And even this perspective is so deformed, because God is no dictator. God is no dictator. He has granted us freedom, complete freedom in his image, to do good or to do evil, to choose good or to choose evil. God gives us that freedom. Judgment is not a matter of legalism. It isn't a matter of being judged guilty or innocent, as many Western writers have interpreted it. It is a recognition of the condition of the soul. When we face God, it will be the condition of the soul that is laid bare before him. Whether we are capable of receiving divine love, capable of entering into the presence of God. Because so long as we separate ourselves from God through these sins, we deform the soul. We make ourselves incapable of the divine vision, of the divine presence, of communing with God. We make ourselves incapable of receiving Christ into our heart. When we choose evil, when we reject good. If we remain in our spiritual sickness, if we refuse to repent, if we refuse the divine medicine that God offers us continuously, then we will enter spiritual death. We will enter spiritual death, and it isn't simply a matter of those individual choices we make, but when we shut ourselves off from the church, from the grace that God gives, the strength that God gives through the church, through the mysteries, through the joining together in worship and prayer. If we separate ourselves from the church in this way, we enter spiritual darkness. We enter spiritual death. God's loving voice continuously calls us back to him. In his mercy, in his love, he reaches out to us continuously to call us back from this darkness, from this road to death that we place our feet on, that we choose against God's will. God's loving voice calls us to return to him, to receive life that is eternal, that is the presence of God. So let us hear that voice. Let us respond. Let us receive the divine medicine that God offers us. And let us turn away from the deception of this world, of this culture, of this age, that we may be found worthy to enter God's presence, to enter into the kingdom of God.
The Simple Path to God, Discovering the Way Back to Authentic Faith. Father Spyridon Bailey is the author of several books, including Orthodoxy and the Kingdom of Satan, and Journey to Mount Athos. You can email Father Spyridon at simplepath@ancientfaith.com. That's simplepath@ancientfaith.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.